Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday, where we're going to take a look back at the Redskins game. One thing is very apparent. You have to be more physical on both sides of the ball, with the offensive line and the defensive line, if you're going to expect to win football games. We're going to do a little comparison here. So let's jump right into the film, and we're going to take a look at the Washington Redskins offense versus the Jaguars defense. Compare that directly to the flip side of that. Let's jump into the first play. Focus in on the line of scrimmage where the Redskins are running Alfred Morris here. This is the zone play. Take a look at this. I'm going to pause it right there. You see that there are no white jerseys through the line of scrimmage. Some of them are getting pushed off. And take a look at the running lane that Alfred Morris has backside. Just a zone play and he cuts it back. But the key to me is who's winning the line of scrimmage and who's getting off of blocks. Now, let's compare that to this, the Jaguars offensive line versus the Redskins defensive front, and see how they're doing getting up the field and off the blocks. Immediately you can see that the Redskins defenders are getting penetration. This is not about X's and O's. This is about winning individual battles. And the Redskins are winning up front. The Jaguars offensive line, they're not. Allen Hurns got hurt the very last play for the Jaguars offense. A lot of debates talked about with that play. Now, where do I stand on this? I'm not a big fan of throwing the football when you're down by 31 points. I'm a big fan of trying to work on stuff that maybe you're going to need to get better at. And to me, that's about being physical. But let's look at the play anyway. Here's the play that Allen Hurns was hurt. You know, it's late in the ball game, you're down, and Allen Hurns gets hurt on the play. To me, just run the ball here. You need to get better at running the football anyway. Now let's look at the 86th offensive play that the Washington Redskins had on offense. This was the 4th and 7. The Redskins are not going to kick a field goal. They're just going to run it, probably expect them to be stopped. They're in the lead, 34-10, 2 minutes to play again. And all of a sudden, it gets out. And you've got an unblocked defender on the backside. Chris Clemons has an opportunity, missed tackles. And the Redskins end up scoring, going up 41-10. When plays like that happen, it gives you something to think about all week long. And I guarantee you the Jaguars have a very bad taste in their mouth from the Redskins game, and I expect them to come out this week against the Colts at home and play inspired football.